بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الله لما يغذوكم من نعمه وأحبوني بحب الله وأحب أهل بيتي بحبي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected elders and brothers, having love for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt is not something which is just a dictate of Iman, but is an obligation of Deen and a teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have love for his household and his family. And the hadith that was recited in the khutbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَحِبُّ اللَّهَ لِمَا يَغْذُوكُم مِّن نِعَمِهِ, that love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the favors that He has bestowed upon you, that He has showered upon you. وَأَحِبُّونِي بِحُبِّ اللَّهِ, and have love for me on account of your relationship and your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَحِبُّ أَهْلَ بَيْتِي بِحُبِّي, and on account of loving me, having love for me, have love for my household and my family. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi recites some words and some couplets highlighting the importance and this being an injunction of deen. He says, Ya ala bayti rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hubbukumu fardun min allahi fil qur'ani anzalahu, that O family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O the ahlul bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having love for you is an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has revealed in the Quran. يَكْفِيكُمْ مِنْ عَظِيمِ الْفَخْرِ أَنَّكُمُ مَنْ لَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. This is sufficient as an honor for you, that person who does not send salutations upon you, that person who fails to send salutations upon you, his salah will be deficient. So this is something which is not just a demand of Iman, but is an obligation of Deen to have love for Nabi, for love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have love for the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we find that there is a group, there is a sect in the world that claim that they have love for the Ahlul Bayt, for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, they have restricted this to certain individuals. And we'll come to that at a later stage. And specifically in the month of Muharram, they make a display of themselves, showing as if they have very great allegiance to the Ahlul Bayt, and they do certain acts which do not even conform to logic. And this is something done and considered to be a form of worship, a form of love for the Ahlul Bayt, whereas in reality they are the enemies of Islam and the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt. In one verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only intends to remove from you, O family, O Ahlul Bayt, O family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the filth. Now these verses are specifically speaking about the Azwaj Mutahharat, the blessed wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the verses prior to this and the verses coming thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly speaking to the Azwaj Mutahharat. The address was specific to them. From this verse, the Mufassir, that this clearly indicates that the Azwaj Mutahharat, the blessed wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are part of the Ahlul Bayt. So thus, if a person reviles them, in reality he is reviling the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So obviously we understand that the person, any person who accepts part of the Quran and rejects part of the Quran, how can that person be a follower of Islam? In reality, that person has denied a very important injunction and teaching of the Quran-i-Kareem. Then, from the verse, the ulama explain that what does the term Ahlul Bayt refer to? It's not just confined to some individuals like this group and sect have confined it to certain individuals. That only Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein and some of their progeny, and some other family members. But the others, they have left out and they even speak ill of the other family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But this term is all inclusive of the entire Banu Hashim. The entire Banu Hashim clan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as well as the Azwaj Mutahharat, as understood from this verse, are included. Thus, in reality, we the Ahlul Sunnah are the true lovers of the Ahlul Bayt. Since we do not differentiate and we are not selective in our love for the Ahlul Bayt, we have love for every single one of them. If you look into the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, like any other injunction in deen, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were at the forefront in fulfilling the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, when it came to this injunction of deen, of having love for the Ahlul Bayt, we find that there was a very close relationship with senior Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the likes of Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, with the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many a times the picture is painted as if Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, na'udhu billah, had a very bad relationship with Ahlul Bayt and there was hatred amongst them, whereas in reality they had utmost respect for them. As will be understood from these incidents. On one occasion, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu mentioned, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَقَرَابَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ أَنْ أَصِلْ مِنْ قَرَابَتِي. That by the oath of that being in whose control lies my life, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, joining ties with the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is more beloved to me than joining ties with my own family. This was the level of love that Sahaba had for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On another occasion he mentioned, Urqubu Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ahli bayti, that be wary of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to his Ahlul Bayt, his family members. Be wary of the injunction of being kind and being good in your treatment and speaking good of them and having love for them, the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after the Asr Salah, he emerged from the masjid and he saw Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu playing amongst the children. So being a very merciful, kind, compassionate person, he called Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he put him on his shoulders. And then he said in a very light-hearted manner that bi abi shabihun bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la shabihun bi ali. He took an oath and said that he resembles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and has no resemblance with Ali radiallahu anhu. So Ali radiallahu anhu was present, was there, he laughed and he smiled over this. And this was out of pleasure, out of happiness for the statement made by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So this clearly highlights the close relationship. Obviously this can only be done, this light-hearted type of interaction is only possible if people have that type of relationship. If a person doesn't have that type of relationship, it won't even be possible for him to go and hold that person's child. So this is an indication of the close relationship that they had with the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt. Another occasion, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was dispatching the army against the renegades, when they arrived at the place of Dhul Qussa, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also intended to join this army to fight against the renegades, those that has left the fold of Islam. When he came to this point, Ali radiallahu anhu grabbed hold of the reins of the horse. And he addressed Amir al-Mu'mineen, he addressed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that to where are you going, O Khalifa, O successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then he told Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, I will say to you that which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to you, that sheath your sword. By Allah, if we, and do not distress us, do not distress us by you putting yourself in danger. And then he said, by Allah, if we have to lose you, لا يكون للإسلام بعدك نظام أبدا. The affairs of Islam and the Muslims will never be able to be set right if we have to lose you. So this was the close relationship, the love Ali radiallahu anhu, one is be showed, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this was the love Ali radiallahu anhu had for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he did not wish the Khalifa to leave Medina Munawwara and put his life into danger, which could be a great loss to the Muslims. And therefore, acceding to this request of Ali radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu remained behind in Medina Munawwara, and he dispatched that army and he did not join them. Similarly, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the next Khalifa, also held a very close relationship. After the Battle of Badr, there were many mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah that were taken as captives. Among the captives of war was the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was part of the enemy at that time, had not yet accepted Islam. He was captured by one of the Ansari Sahaba, and he was in captivity by them. The next morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked that last night I was unable to rest on account of the pain that I had felt and the concern for my uncle Abbas radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I go to the Ansar? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes. Umar radiallahu anhu goes to them and he says, release the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So initially, they were not prepared to release him, and it was their right as they had taken him as captive in war, and they were unaware that this was the request of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They assumed that this was the request of Umar radiallahu anhu. So Umar radiallahu anhu then told them that what if I tell you that releasing him will bring pleasure to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon hearing this, immediately they released Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And en route now, when Abbas radiallahu anhu is alone with Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu tells him that, O Abbas, accept Islam. By Allah, your accepting Islam is more beloved to me than my own father. Your accepting Islam is more beloved to me than my own father, because I know that it will bring pleasure to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the love that Sahaba had for the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once later in the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu, he proposed to the daughter of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And initially when he proposed to the daughter of Ali radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu mentioned to him that I have reserved my daughters for the sons of Ja'far radiallahu anhu, my brother. So Umar radiallahu anhu then told him, by Allah, marry them off to me, marry her off to me, for verily there will be no one who will understand and recognize her nobility and her honor better than myself. And upon this, Ali radiallahu anhu agreed, and he married his daughter off to Umar radiallahu anhu. After this, Umar radiallahu anhu goes to a gathering where the Ansar are seated, and he tells them, congratulate me. So they ask him, that with whom have you got married? He says that I have been married to the daughter of Ali radiallahu anhu. And then he told them, I have heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention, kullu nasabin wa sababin سَيُقْطَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا نَسَبِي وَسَبَبِي, that every lineage and affiliation will be terminated and cut off on the day of Qiyamah, besides for my lineage and my affiliation. And he says, for this reason I have married my daughter to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and over and above that I wish to achieve this higher and this lineage and connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to gain this proximity to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no relationship and there will be no affiliation. Then we find the love that Ali radiallahu anhu had for Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the other companions. During the last moments of the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he calls the Sahaba and he says that I wish to appoint someone after me as my successor, if you are pleased. So upon this, Ali radiallahu anhu mentioned that we will not be pleased with anyone unless it is Umar radiallahu anhu. So this clearly indicates that Abu Bakr radiallahu, that Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wished for Umar radiallahu anhu to become the Khalifa, the one in charge to succeed Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As opposed to what many of the deviant groups make it seem like. And then in the final moments of the life of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after he had passed away, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu comes and the body of Umar radiallahu anhu is there and he begins saying that by Allah I do not wish to meet Allah with any person's good deeds more than I wish to meet Allah with the good deeds of Umar radiallahu anhu. And he says, while I was there, I noticed that there was a person whose head was lowered. And he placed his hands on my shoulders and he said, that by Allah, I know that he will be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For verily many occasions I have heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that I and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu went. I, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma came out. I, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma did such and such. All the time in the presence in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore it is impossible that after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for them not to be with him. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu once was mounted on his conveyance. And while mounted on his conveyance, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu held onto the stirrup out of respect, as Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu was his ustaz, was his teacher in hadith. So, seeing this, Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu tells Ibn Abbas that he should not do so. However, Ibn Abbas says, I have done this out of respect for you because of the knowledge that you have given me. And then Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu then gets off his conveyance. And he says to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that I have descended from my conveyance out of love for you and out of love for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was something unique and something outstanding in the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And at all times they had the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We will terminate on one hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned towards the end of his life. That أَنَا تَارِكُمْ فِيكُمْ ثَقَلَيْنَ, that I will leave amongst you two weighty things. Before this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the Sahaba that it is very likely that my time will come to leave this world and the messenger from my Rabb will come to me and I will respond, indicating that he is soon to pass away. And thereupon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, أَنَا تَارِكُمْ فِيكُمْ ثَقَلَيْنَ, I will leave amongst you two things, two weighty things. The first of which is Kitabullah, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an Majid. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to speak about the Qur'an Kareem. It is a nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a means of guidance. And he began to speak about the numerous virtues and encourage regarding the Qur'an Kareem. And the second point Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ثُمَّ قَالْ وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِي, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the second thing is my family, the Ahlul Bayt. أُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي, أُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي, أُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي, I remind you regarding fulfilling the rights to my household. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the statement three times. So this hadith clearly indicates the importance of a person having love, reverence and respect for the Ahlul Bayt, for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any distinction and differentiation, inclusive of all individuals of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as explained, the entire Banu Hashim, inclusive of the Azwaj Mutahharat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to have love for the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and protect us from the different deviant groups in this age and era. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.